This is episode number 38 of the Interactive Distractions podcast for the week of August 11th, 2008. It's time for me to rock. Coming up on today's show, we have this week's distractions, gaming news, we have a lengthy discussion about online etiquette, Stufu Noob, new releases, listener email, and the reminiscent question of the week. Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 38. Woo. My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello.
And Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
And today we are probably talking about something about games and other stuff.
Probably.
I don't know, because maybe. You know, today I had a very good happy hour, so who the hell knows what we're going to talk about.
I did too, and I'm still feeling the effects.
I just got home from work.
Yay. Ha ha, sucker. Do you have a beer in your hand at least?
No, we're out of beer. My roommate drank the last one. Isn't that like a rule if you like drink the last one?
Oh my god.
You have to go out and buy more.
Yeah, exactly.
In a roommate situation, it is required that if you drink the last beer, you have to buy more.
Exactly.
Tell him that Chris and Jason are on his case.
I will.
All right, cool. Because I'm sure that'll make a big difference.
He'd be like, who? Oh, that's right. You're geek casting. Yeah, okay. <That's> sorry.
Your podcast buddies.
Cool. Well, Jason, what's up, man? How you doing this week?
I'm doing good. I've been busy at work. Holy crap. So very busy, very stressed out, and that's why I was very happy to hit up happy hour tonight. It's just what I needed. So unfortunately, not a lot of time for games, but we'll get into that in a bit.
Cool, cool. Jeff, how are you?
not too bad. Same old, same old. Work is actually pretty slow this week, so I've had a lot of time to do absolutely nothing. A little bit more time for games, and yeah, that's about it.
Cool.
Not exciting.
Sounds like it.
Same here. It's been a pretty slow week. I've been trying to catch up with all the podcasts that I missed last week. So yeah, that's been my... I mean, I've had a busy week at work, and I've been trying to catch up, and that's about it.
All right.
Exciting. Man!
Hey, you guys didn't have a holiday the past Monday, did you?
Wait, you guys had a holiday?
Yeah, I did go camping. We had the Monday off. And of course, I planned ahead and booked the Tuesday off.
Here.
I'm sorry. Vacation? Yeah, vacation? Vacation, same shit.
No, we have off September 1st.
We get that off too.
Do you? Okay, cool.
Yes. Labor Day.
God, I want to live in Canada.
Yeah, we get a lot of vacations or holidays or whatever the hell you want to call it. Days where you do not have to walk your ass to work. Days.
Cool.
Yes.
What's today? It's Tuesday. We have the day off.
Yeah, we get Tuesday off in Canada. But then again, we work Sundays.
Oh, that was
27
suck.
Hours.
Heathens.
Yes. That's all.
Cool. Well, Jason, what you playing this week?
I've been playing a lot of Soul Calibur. I'm not getting sick of that anytime soon. You know, I got to say, I think this might be my favorite of the bunch. And that's saying a lot.
That is saying a lot.
Quite a bit. So I've been having a lot of fun doing the tower mode, ascending, so I can unlock new stuff. And I'm really, really happy that I got the kitty kitty meow meow suit. So I can dress up as a kitty and kick ass. That's awesome. And I've been playing a little bit online as well, although we didn't have much luck last night when I was trying to play with Jeff.
No.
He kept sending me messages and then kept pussing out or something. I don't know what the hell it was.
I think I've been sending messages to your son for the past like 3 days too, because I had, like I said, I had Monday off and I had Tuesday off, and I got home camping I think on Sunday, so I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna play Soul Calibur, and I sent him probably like 10 messages for today. I knew it was your son after like the second one. I'm like, yeah, Jason's definitely working, but I figured, yeah, I'm just gonna piss him off anyway. See what happens.
You know, it was because of all your messages that I made Callan sign up with his own account. So I'd get home from work and there's like 20 messages. Everybody's wanted to play Soul Calibur, and I'm like. Yeah. Sorry, I missed you. Sorry, I missed you. Sorry, I missed you.
I didn't get a sorry.
It wasn't me, I promise.
Jerk. So yeah, I'm still really digging this game. I'm starting to get a little more critical. I wish the created character was a little bit better. I mean, there's so many options as far as customization of your model is concerned, but not your moveset. I mean, they're like exact carbon copies of other characters. Like when you make your character, you have to choose which normal character. Moveset you have to use.
Really?
Which is kind of disappointing because in the last one in part three, it was a slightly different flavor. You know, you'd pick like a fighting style or something like that, like great sword, like Siegfried's or whatever. And you'd have a similar moveset, but it was just a little bit different. Some of the moves had a different flavor. So, and that was neat. But one of the things I enjoy most is like in versus battles, you can choose like a random character and they'll generate, you know, a model right on the fly. It's cool. It's a lot of fun. I'm trying to think of what else I played though. Oh, Team Fortress 2. I've been playing that with my son as well.
Oh, cool.
I've been wrecking people. I've been doing pretty good.
What are you playing myself. What class?
As the heavy right now. Heavy or the sniper?
I know the heavy is the one with the big ass minigun, right?
Yes, he's hilarious. He's like, "Who touched my Sasha?" That's what I actually say that in game. But I don't know. There's a lot of asshats out on that game too. So we usually mute people or something like that. I love going into like a private server or something, and you know, as soon as you spawn, it's like a big picture of a vagina right in your face. I'm like, that's wholesome family entertainment. That's awesome. Callan, let's go to another server. Okay. Or we log
Team
in.
Vagina like, too.
Fuck you. Yeah. So other than that, that's really about it. I've been watching the boy play. No. We got Motor Storm from
GameStop. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't think I'm going to be buying it.
You don't like it?
I'm sad about that. I do like it, but I want to be able to use the bikes all the time. So, instead of the big rigs and shit.
Yeah.
I can't stand those, but the bikes are super fun.
There's a few matches where you can't use them, I guess, right?
Well, all the races so far, like I would say probably 25%.
All the tickets, you have to use whatever they specify.
Yeah, exactly.
And I never had a problem with the big rigs so much as I did like the... I hated the ATVs. I love the bikes. I love the bikes. I loved the rally cars, stuff like that. The big rigs didn't get on my nerves, but the ATVs were a pain in the ass. The buggies were kind of a pain in the ass because the suspension bounced them around too much.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. So that was a little disappointing to me. So I was all happy. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to buy this, you know, because I played a couple races. Like the first race, I think, has the bike in it. And I just fell in love with the game. I'm like, shit, I went out and I bought one of the expansion things and stuff. And then I started playing it more and they're forcing me to play other vehicles. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that kind of sucks.
Yeah. So, each vehicle has its advantages, though.
They usually only force you to do the vehicles over the one race, though. They kind of like force you to at least try everything. But then after that, it pretty much opens up to where you can pick anything you want to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because we've gone through probably about 8 different tickets and I've only got to play the bikes like maybe twice, I think. So.
I have to check mine out again.
Yeah, that's about it. Callan's been playing House of the Dead. He's playing Mario Kart, so I've been watching that stuff. And good stuff.
Cool.
All right.
Jeff, how about you?
Played a little bit more WoW the past week. Just a little bit. Just went up one level. I want to go up about two or three levels a week, I think. I think that's possible. Then I'll be set to possibly hit what I want to by the time Lich King comes out, but I know it's not going to happen. So, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
What the hell else have I been playing? Soul Calibur, of course, a lot of Soul Calibur. And last week I said that I wasn't 100% sold on it, but now I'm loving the game once you get used to it. And I think it just took me getting used to the speed of it just because I was so used to DOA 4, which is the last fighting game I played, and that's so much faster moving that I just felt like Soul Calibur was moving like in molasses. So I was like, wow, they really slowed this down. But then once you get used to the timing, I found I like it a lot. thought I was doing really well in player matches online, so I decided to do a few rank matches, and I think I went 0-9. And I was like, okay, man. This sucks.
Hey, guess what? You're not ranked.
Exactly. I think I'm
four
like
people active. Playing online. Just out of curiosity,
A lot of people were playing Mitsurugi, and a lot of people were playing Key League, and I think Key League is probably the I like using Key League a lot, but I think he's got a lot of moves that if you haven't really been playing the game for long that are just seem impossible to block or to get away from.
Yeah, he's got some new stuff, but I think part of it is, I don't know if it's just the lag or the timing and everything, but I don't know, because he has a lot of open opportunities after, you know, he strikes. So so it's easy to counterattack if you know what you're up against. So.
Yeah, the thing is he's got a lot of moves that swing his bow in like 360 degrees, so even if you're trying to dodge like moving like forward or back or like left and right, and you think you're going to dodge it, and it's clipping you at like the last second, knocking you down, and it just, screwed me up. This one dude picked, it was funny, it was a custom character. It was a dude wearing, like, he looked like, basically like a gimp, or like one of the dancers in friggin' one of the YMCA guys, wearing like all leather or whatever, but he had him in the fighting style of, I think it was Amy. She's the one who's like the female fencer.
Oh my God.
Very, yep. very feminine. And it yeah. was hilarious. The voice he put on the character, like totally like, he was making it look like the guy's gay, obviously, but he kept kicking everyone's ass. It was even more insult to injury, but he kept doing the same moves over and over again. I actually got so frustrated. First time I've thrown my controller in I don't know how many years. I actually stood up, grabbed the controller, aimed it at a corner that had a lot of soft stuff in it, and just let loose. I'm just like, oh, that's, it just frustrated the hell out of me. That's when I stopped playing Ranked. I'm like, this is ridiculous. This game's fucking like impossible. It's unbalanced, but that was just me bitching because I sucked.
Yeah, I do that too, and Callan gets all like, he'll get sheepish because he yeah. plays Astaroth an awful lot.
Oh,
he's got
God.
One move that's yeah. that has a little much, a little too much priority, and I bitch about it all the time.
Yeah,
I'm like, God,
the one that takes
damn
off a quarter of your energy.
Stupid. And he's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, no, yeah. buddy, it's okay. Kick my ass.
It's just us. We're just sore losers. Don't deal with it.
Yeah. That's how I get through life.
How do you think of Astaroth? Do you think he's unbalanced? Because I fought him twice online, and yeah. one dude, I kicked his ass. The other dude, I guess, knew how to use him, and he literally killed me in about 4 hits.
Yeah, that can be tough. Yeah, because most of his moves do a shit ton of damage, but yeah. a lot of them are really, really slow, too, and there's a lag in between them. So there's a lot. He has a lot of two-hit stuff, you know, where you'll block the first one, and you know that second hit's coming, and you have yeah. time to guard impact it, so... So in that respect, he's kind of easy to get around. But yeah, like I said, there's a few moves that too much priority that some people, like my son, like to abuse.
Relentlessly. And some people might not even know they're abusing that. They probably just don't know. Like, I don't know what takes priority.
They're just like, oh, this is working for me. Yeah. It's not any fault of his, you know, by any means. But
well, you don't have to ground him for me to play it. So, I mean.
No, I still need him to unlock me achievements. So
nice. I think I was going to say something else about it. The whole online thing's bugging me because I can't seem to connect with certain people. And I know that's probably my fault because of my router. I have to open up the ports or do something with it, which is really annoying because a lot of the people on my list who have Soul Calibur, I can't connect to. So yeah, I got to get on that.
Do it.
What was I going to say? Also, the tower. I'm doing the tower mode. I'm stuck on floor 11. It's freaking impossible, but it's not like I'm... How did you beat that, Joe? What floor are you on, Jason?
We're on 43, I think.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
When he gets stuck, he hands the controller to Callan and lets him do it.
God damn it. I hate this game. It's stupid. Here, use Astaroth.
Well, with this game, I'm trying to stick with 3 characters. And I'm basically, that's what I'm trying to do and try to like get really good at these 3 characters. My characters right now are the Apprentice, which at first everyone says the Apprentice is unbalanced. I don't think he's unbalanced at all. In fact, he's really, really weak. His combos don't do a lot of damage and he takes a beating. Like
he does.
Like I'm against the computer, I do all right against the AI, but online sometimes people can really whoop my ass. Cassandra and Keelik are the like 3 characters I want to use. So those are the ones I've kind of fooled around with and like, hey, you know what? I have some luck with these guys. So I'm actually taking time to learn some stuff, but I don't know. I just cannot beat floor 11. And people be like, oh, you suck. It's floor 11. I don't know. It's hard for me. So I'm just thinking of just picking like the cheapest character and just like seeing what I can do.
Right.
Because up to that point, I thought it was easy as hell. I'm like, okay, this is like not a problem. Then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I've done this floor about 40 times now and I can't do it.
Yeah. A lot of it's luck. Seriously, because they're so cheap and they're guarding everything and countering everything. And it's nuts. Use a lot of throws. Use some cheap characters. I use Siegfried an awful lot and Yoshimitsu. He's a cheap bastard when he wants to be.
Valdo and Yoshimitsu I never used, even in 2.
I've never used Valdo. I just don't
love.
Him.
Like I haven't used Mitsurugi all week.
Really?
And I've been playing Yoshi almost extensively.
Really?
Yoshi and Cassandra.
Wow.
I love those two.
Cassandra's awesome.
Yeah, she
is. Yoshimitsu's like always been one of my favorite characters in that game.
He's weird. It was always so hard to pull off his moves in previous ones, but it's so easy now. His helicopter spin and stuff, and where he's hopped up on his blade and stuff.
Sit on the ground and recharge?
Yeah, sure can. And cool. Teleport from there, or do an unblockable from there.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah, he's fun to play.
Yeah.
Nice. And I ordered a Ori stick, so that should be... Oh, cool. I think it's supposed to come in next week. I would have got it today, but I guess I ordered it from that local game store near my place, and he said that the wholesaler only had the 360 ones in, so they had to order more PS3 ones, so he's getting them next week. So I was like, all right, so I can't wait.
Sweet.
And then it's on. Then
hell yeah,
11.
I haven't played. Get your practice in.
I haven't played a fighting game with a stick in so long. right. since I guess the arcades with Street Fighter and everything. So
yeah,
but yeah, I think that's actually about it. That's all that I've played. I think.
You think
it's good enough for now?
Hurry up, Chris wants to talk about PSU.
Oh God.
Well, I had a really weird week. I will start off with for the 360. I played Lost Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And I played it for about 15 minutes before I heard this loud pop and the screen froze up.
Uh-oh.
And so I go and I shut the console off and I turn it back on and I get three red lights. I was so excited. I was like, yay,
you still sound
my
excited.
Console red ringed. So,
that blows.
Yeah, it was weird though. So I came home and I got on the phone and I was trying to call Xbox support and, while I was on hold waiting for a representative, I walked over and I turned the machine on and then it booted up. I'm like, what? Make up your fucking mind. Are you broken or not? So
yeah.
Right now it seems to be working, but you know, who knows how long it's going to last.
Just send it in. Call them to say it's red ringing.
Well, see, that's the thing. They tell you to turn it on apparently, mm-hmm. and they actually walk you through all these steps and you have to give them the right, you know, information.
You lie to them.
Huh?
You lie to them. Just simply say it's broken, it's red ringing, no matter what. Just say it's red ringing. Send it in anyway. And then they're going to send you a new one either way.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be like, okay, we had a charge fix. Be like, they can't prove that like it wasn't red ringing on you. Say it was red ringing. Unless they're going to be dicks and be like, well, it wasn't red ringing for us, so we're going to charge you for repairing it, which will be bullshit.
Fuck that. I wouldn't pay them.
No, I wouldn't either.
Anyway, so yeah, that was the only experience I had with my 360 this week. I kind of left it alone after that. For the PS2, I finally got, I'm going to try and say this right, and if I say it wrong, I want people to correct me. I got One Chambara in, which is that...
I think it's
One Chambara!
Yeah.
Something.
So that's what they just announced for 360 version, right? It's coming to America.
That's right. The One Chambara Vortex was just announced that it was going to finally come over here.
Yeah,
they have a different name, though. It's like...
Yeah.
Samurai, I don't know, something
Bikini
samurai.
Zombie samurai.
Yeah, I don't know. Something stupid.
Yeah.
They would have been better off just leaving.
Because that other name sounded totally natural.
I know. But the game is it's by D3 and it's one of their budget titles and it's you know, by the same people that did Earth Defense Force, I believe. Mm-hmm. And same feel. It's very cheesy. It's not like the greatest high quality game that there is, mm-hmm. but it's super fun. There's like a shit ton of zombies around and you just slash the fuck out of them. The control is a little wonky at times. Mm-hmm. But it's like because of the fact that it's so much fun and it's really cheap, you kind of get past it. And, you know, I only got to play the first stage, but I had a pretty good time with it. I'm actually looking forward to the 360 version coming out because I'll probably buy that.
You had me at zombie.
Zombie. Does the word boobies help?
Yeah.
Because there's lots of those, too.
Who likes boobs? Dude, come on.
By the way, the movie Zombie Strippers, excellent film.
I was going to say, by the way, Soul Calibur, they overdid it on some of the characters' boobs. That's
yeah.
all.
Go figure.
A little bit.
Ivy much?
I'm not really... Ivy's got like an Adam's apple. And huge thighs.
Yeah, I heard that she's kind of a transvestite in this one.
Yeah, Ivy's not really doing it for me. But
no.
Cassandra is. She's got Cassandra's cute nose. Actually,
that's true. And she doesn't have enormously big boobs, so.
No.
No.
Sophia. Whoa.
Anyway. Yeah, sex. Yeah, that's.
All right, PSP, I played some more Jeanne d'Arc. Not too much further. I've just been playing like free missions for now, trying to level up my characters. For PC, I got a new video card.
Woo! Graphics whore.
That's right. I was getting tired of the stock GeForce 8500, whatever the hell it is that came in my machine. So I found a pretty good deal on a GeForce 8800 GT overclocked. Mm-hmm. Got it for about $125. Dropped it.
I don't know what any of that means.
It's a really good budget card.
Yeah,
cool.
It's a really good anything card, really. Yeah. But it's like high end middle. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it feels like
okay.
Much
I get it.
Middle of the road. Yeah. I've got the same card actually. It's really good.
It's a good card, but I got it for about $125. started playing PSU, and I have some, I had some weirdness going on with my computer now though, because my my Ethernet jack is not functioning, so it's automatically switching over to wireless. So that's weird. Replaced the power source too, because I didn't think the power source was enough. So, and then after I did that, PSU was not running as good as it was with my old power source. So it was kind of weird, but, you know, I got Windows to reevaluate my, my computer's power or whatever the fuck it does on Vista. And, yeah, after I did that and restarted, it was fine. So I haven't had any problems with it since then. But yeah, that brings me to what I've been playing the most this week, and that's PSU.
What a surprise.
Yes. And usually I don't talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit right now. So there.
Real quick.
I'm so real sorry. Quick.
I have to. Can I do like an early sum up and just say it's a lot of fun with the mag event?
Yes. There is this event called Maximum Attack G or something like that, just mag event. And it's basically a mission where all of the blocks in the mission are old PSO areas. Like you start off in the forest and then you go to the mines. Oh, I'm sorry. You start off in the forest, you go to the caves, you go to the mines, and then you go to the ruins. And you get some major kick-ass drops. I've gotten some awesome stuff from this mission. And then, you know, the rares drop like mad. So yeah, it's becoming a lot of fun, and the amount of experience that you get in this mission is ridiculous.
And anyone can do this?
If yes. you have a yes. subscription to PSU, yeah.
Oh, so okay, never mind. I don't. I play the free one. I hadn't really played yet. I finally Eamon VG Evo, and also listener, he showed me a way how to boot up PSO so it works every time, because we were both having the same issue where it wasn't running properly. It wasn't even loading up.
Oh, really?
So, but now that I have, I'm like, do you guys play with a pad?
I play with a pad, yeah.
Okay, because it's almost impossible to with a keyboard, so.
Yeah, no doubt.
I was like, wow, this is tough.
Are you talking about PSO?
I'm talking about PSO Blue Burst, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I play with a pad. I actually haven't tried with a keyboard. But yeah, Friday is when the event started. It lasts 3 weeks. I got to play with Jason some, and that was a lot of fun. And playing with Ricky a lot this week. So yeah, it's really starting to get back to that PSO feel. Finally.
Definitely.
And the problem is, the biggest problem about it is that it only lasts 3 weeks.
Oh, that sucks.
If it was like this all the time, I'd be so happy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If mag was the way PSU worked, everybody would be playing it. Like, anybody who liked PSO would be playing it.
So let me get this straight. It's basically the rules of PSU, but you're playing to the PSO levels?
You're not playing through the exact levels, but you're in the same areas.
Okay.
It's like different rooms and stuff from those areas, but they are the same areas.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah. It's good stuff. It really is. But yeah, that's it.
Awesome.
Well, that was
cool. Jeff, how about some news? We've already talked about One Chanbara. Yeah, so that's coming out for 360. Yay!
Well, there's some good news for PS3 owners out there looking to get into home. Well, by the time they're listening to this, they probably already know about it. Today, Sony announced that they are extending the home beta for the public. So basically, today there's an update on PSN. There's going to be a home theme. Once you download that, it automatically basically drops you into a draw to get into the home extended beta. They didn't really say what criteria you have to meet to get in the beta besides downloading it, but they did say that they are going to be looking at the most active PSN accounts. So I guess want people that are actually going to be on quite a bit, you know, to check it out instead of just being like, hey, I got the home beta. I'm going to go in it for an hour and that's good. And that's all. And then, you know, back to folding.
That's probably smart.
Yeah. So people want to get in home beta. If you haven't already done that, download that theme and see what happens.
Okay.
You got that, Jason? You going to do that?
I got it. I'm writing it down as we speak.
All right. Good stuff.
I'm on it.
Another date you might want to write down, October 21st. It's the official release date for Fable 2.
Cool.
Microsoft announced that today. It's going to come out in North America October 21st and October 24th for Europe and everywhere else. So a few days later. And they also showed the a pic of the new limited edition set, which actually looks pretty cool. But I don't know. I've been bitten so many times by those. We'll see.
Did they mention what was in the special edition?
There's comes with this little figurine thing, and making of DVD with a bunch of different kind of interviews and stuff like that. Some tarot card looking things. I don't know. I don't understand what they are.
Okay.
There's a couple other things too, but I don't know. The case is cool, which is usually what all it takes to sell me.
I might be mistaken, but isn't part of it where if you pre-order it, you'll get, exclusive access to one of the in-game?
You'll actually get a free, the game that's coming out in actually a couple of weeks, the Fable Pub Games.
Yeah.
It's coming out on Xbox Live Arcade. You'll get a free download for that for free, but that's only while supplies last. So I don't know what that means, if that's kind of just like, if they're just doing that to be safe, or if there's going to be a lot, enough to go around. But I'm sure if people pre-order soon enough, they shouldn't have a problem. And which makes sense, because I remember we talked about that. I was like, well, I think we talked about it because it's coming out on Xbox Live Arcade, but the game is technically going to be free with Fable. So if you pay for it, it doesn't really make sense if you're buying Fable. So I guess they realize that, and they're like, hey, if you're going to pre-order it, you might as well get it for free because it comes with the game anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, and who knows, these games are actually fun. Little bit of a rumor I read on Kotaku. I got pretty excited that Crackdown 2 might actually still happen. We're all fans of the Crackdown, right?
Very much so.
The Crackdown. Can't remember the guy's name, but the guy head of Real Time Worlds basically said that they kind of wish that they started on a sequel right away, but they went to ATB and they're hard at work on that. But by no means did they ever consider not making a sequel. And he actually said he really, really would like to. And it's really, they mentioned Microsoft, saying Microsoft would want them to do that, then they'd be all over it. Which is kind of funny because they're not owned by Microsoft as far as I know.
No, I don't think so. But so, I think Crackdown was published by Microsoft. Is that correct?
It was, yes. Yeah. So if they, maybe they might own the rights to it, which would then make a lot of sense.
Well, file this under duh.
Exactly. With pretty much half of this.
We did really well with Crackdown. We always kind of want to make a Crackdown too.
What kind of beta should we stuff into the second one?
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, okay, Gears 3 beta. There
you go. Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. It's a Gears beta.
Apparently, Jason and I aren't the only ones who really love Soul Calibur 4. In fact, it's the most successful Soul Calibur launch ever. Soul Calibur 4 has sold 2 million copies up to a couple days ago worldwide.
Nice.
Which I believe makes it the fastest selling Soul Calibur game. Actually, it might even be the fastest selling fighting game. Street Fighter, I think.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to see that. I mean, who knows how much of that is people actually interested in Soul Calibur 4, or how many people interested in Star Wars? Well, I guess we'll never know. But good for it.
Indeed.
Namco's desperacy. That's not even a word.
Desperation? Well,
desperation, yeah, there you go. Desperation way off by throwing in Star Wars. I will be buying my copy in a few weeks. Yes.
It's hard to think that just like a few weeks ago, I was like, meh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Soul Calibur, yeah. Star Wars. And then I get it and I'm like, that's constantly what I'm playing and I love it so much.
Me too.
It's so good.
I'm trying to get in matches here and there. It's awesome. I'm like, oh, I got to go to the washroom, but I can play a couple matches before I go.
Crush your legs.
Yeah. Mass Effect DLC, more of it might be planned from BioWare, which we kind of all expected anyway, because when they released that other pack, I know Chris, I think you were the only one who bought it, but they only gave you how many achievement points came on that?
50. They gave you 50.
It was 50.
And they're allowed 250, I think.
Yeah, they're allowed 250, so everyone automatically assumed it was going to be like 5 pieces of DLC, which I doubt will happen, because BioWare did say they're very busy at what they're working on now, of course, with Dragon Age and so forth. But they are thinking about more Mass Effect downloadable content. Didn't give it a release date or anything. But they said when we're ready for such things, we will let you know. So you can file that right next to the other bit of news under duh.
I just hope that if they make more DLC, that it's not more cookie cutter shit like the
You want more substance. You want.
I was pretty unimpressed with the last downloadable content
pack. Yeah. You know, I bought that and I still haven't played it yet.
Yeah. Really? You're not just really missing
what
much.
You told me. I'm just like,
GTA 4 was released for PC, coming out November 18th. So for all you people that didn't buy it on console, or all you PC whores out there who probably don't listen to the show because we rarely ever talk about PC stuff, November 8th.
But we should talk about it
unless it's PSU.
It
besides PSU, exactly. And the occasional WoW. What are you saying, Jason?
I wonder if there's going to be like a scalding cappuccino mod.
I see where you're going there. Is that
it? Would you like a scalding cappuccino?
That was it. I also said that we should talk about PC games more. No? Especially since Jeff got his new PC and Chris got his new video card.
True. Actually, I'm kind of looking forward to possibly getting Spore and Diablo 3 whenever that gets released, if it'll run it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely getting Diablo 3.
Oh, left for sure. Dead. And, hey, did you ever have to get Left for Dead?
I'll get that on 360. It's just easier for me. It took enough to get WoW working on this thing. Like, I mean, I don't need to go through that crap.
Yeah, that's true.
What was I going to say? Shit. Something I was going to say, Chris, have you got your Diablo yet?
I did, yes.
Nice. Well, get on that.
Yeah, I have not actually installed it yet. It's sitting on my chair. I'm actually kicking it with my foot right now.
Nice.
Funny that you mentioned that.
We're talking about the Cagney expansion that was just released for 360 version of Burnout Paradise. The new expansion is going to be due out in September. It's going to feature motorcycles, roughly 70 new challenges, and so forth. I think this is going to be pretty cool because, I don't know, Burnout with bikes sounds awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, it does.
But have said, though, they're not going to have any ragdoll physics of you flying off the bike because they want to keep the teen rating, so it's not going to be anything crazy like flat out that game, no. But I'm sure they'll do some pretty cool stuff because bikes going super speed is just, that's just awesome.
Yeah.
That's just rad.
I mean, the speed in Burnout has always been there, so it's going to be ridiculous with bikes now.
Exactly.
So that might be what gets me back to that game because I stopped playing it after... You know, I only played it for like 3 or 4 hours,
mm-hmm.
but you know, the bikes are going to be there and then they're going to throw trophies in, I think, at the same time.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
So that might be, that downloadable content pack might be what makes me go back to Burnout.
Nice.
We'll see.
I did almost buy it today. It was actually for $25, but I was like, I don't need another game right now. I'm good.
It's definitely a really good game. It's just that my problem is that I liked the way Burnout was set up before.
Yeah, me too.
Where you just move from race to race. I don't really like the open world feel of it. It's not,
I hear you.
I don't consider it that type of game, and it just doesn't work for me. But I'm trying.
Agreed. Little Big Planet. If you pre-order.
Yay.
A little bonus, you'll get a little sack version in the game of Kratos and Noriko.
That's so fucking cool.
It's pretty
awesome.
That
is so fucking cool.
And I saw the pixel, I'm like, they did a decent job. These characters look amazing.
Yeah.
I just hope, though, I hope that it's not just the characters in terms of, like, I hope it's not just the textures. I hope you can actually do cool stuff with them. Like, use Kratos' little chain blades and stuff. That'd be kind of cool. Not for, like, slicing up other sack boys and stuff, which would be cool.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. But, I mean, even just for, like, grabbing stuff or, you know, climbing up walls, that'd be pretty cool stuff.
Agreed.
So that's a little pre-order bonus you're going to get, among other things, when you pre-order Little Big Planet for this fall. EA president, what the hell is the guy's name? Something Riccitiello. Name's not, I can't remember. For John Riccitiello, we'll just say.
Ricky Riccitiello.
Sure. He came out and basically said, licensed games suck. Let's put more originality into them. And I say kudos to him because this is, EA has taken, I don't know about you guys, but I think if there was like an award for a publisher taking like a whole 180 on outlook of what they're doing, it would be EA.
Yeah, no doubt. Because, I mean, this time, honestly, when we first started doing Interactive Distractions, when we first started doing this show, I mean, I think pretty much all three of us were, EA sucks, we're sick of this shit, you know, why the hell are you doing this?
Yes, now, like the redheaded stepchild of the podcast.
Yeah, cool. And now it's like all the stuff that they're doing now, it's really cool stuff. It's like, I can't wait for Mirror's Edge.
Yeah.
I really can't, you know.
They got some good stuff.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, besides, they're still recycling sports games for the most part, but, you know. Some of the original stuff that they're bringing out is just really cool.
No, they went from like totally sucking in gamers' cash basically by microtransaction the shit out of everything to letting Criterion give everything for free for Burnout.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Harmonix charge what they want for all their song downloads. They're doing a good job. Kudos to them. And now the president's saying, listen, we want our licensed games to actually have people put more emphasis and more thought into them instead of just taking a game, you know, a generic game, and then just throwing a licensed character into it or, you know, a name, whatever. So
right.
Hopefully stick to his word and that'll be what happens because that's pretty cool.
Well, this is because they've run all the current licenses into the ground and They don't have
well, it. Well, not really, because there's actually, I was watching TV. I was watching TV yesterday, and I saw a preview for the movie Death Race with Jason Statham.
You guys have seen this, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be the best movie of the year.
It looks pretty damn awesome. And I was looking at him like, wow, this would be perfect for a licensed game. And this with EA saying this, if they were to pick it up, it'd probably be this wicked, amazing game. They get to have like great graphics, great racing mechanics.
Could you imagine Criterion like picking up PS3? This?
Yeah. You could, sorry, what was that, Chris?
Shit, yeah.
Could you imagine Criterion picking this up?
Oh, my God. That'd be unbelievable. That'd be perfect. It'd be like full auto on crack, but with like, but actually good. Nah. Sorry, Rosen. But,
he doesn't work for them anymore. It's okay.
And I was watching it. I was like, okay. And I don't know about you guys. No. That kind of racing, you can't really race with like guns and all this stuff and like kill people in Canada. We have laws here. Again, I don't know. Is it like in that in the States? I haven't been in the States in a while. You guys have.
I had to get my rocket launchers removed. And,
all for it.
Okay, well, the perfect.
We like to take it on the go. Is what we
That's
like
right.
Oh, exactly. So, in a, like a video game form would be the best way to do it, right?
Yeah. Of course.
Well, PSP, you know
and
what?
DS.
Fucking in luck because PSP or DS. No, we're going even better, guys.
What? Oh, iPhone.
Death rate? No, no. iPhone is apparently. You know what? The iPhone is apparently as powerful as like an Xbox. Apparently, or someone said that recently. But no, it's going to come to regular phone, portable kind.
Like my rotary phone?
Like, no. A step up from your rotary phone. He's like, what phone do you have in your pocket right now? Do you have like some kind of...
Are you talking about my Samsung Sprint PCS phone?
Sure. I don't know the specs of that phone, but you could play Death
Race
on
my Motorola Razr that I can only fit 5 text messages on?
There you go. You might not be able to fit
it
on
that.
Did you say but...
Death Race on a phone?
Death Race on a phone.
That's awesome.
That's perfect.
So like while I'm driving or something.
Yeah.
It's well, you can it's perfect. You can play it while you're driving and you can thank Universal Pictures Digital for that because they have licensed the game exclusively for release on your phone. So your dreams can come true. Oh yes. Hmm.
They can. Oh yes. They can. I don't know, guys.
Should we just do it?
I think at this point, yeah. Because I'm out of ideas.
Yeah, I don't even know how much longer.
What can you say about this? What can you say about this besides
who gives a shit and stuff? And that wasn't as bad as last week, but it's pretty bad.
That would be pretty
fun. We're getting better.
All right, and that's the news. That was your news.
Thank you, Jeff.
If Criterion did pick this up, it probably could be pretty cool.
That's true. It probably could be,
but you know,
but no, the movie looks terrible. By the way,
it's not going to work.
Just go with it.
Just go whatever.
It's Paul Anderson.
All right, well, let's take a break.
Well, yeah, it's pointless.
Break time.
You know it's a remake, right?
What?
You know it's a remake, right?
It is? Oh,
the original Death Race 2000?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, just checking. It could be kind of cool.
Could be. Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
We'll see. Exclusive to mobile phones.
All right, let's do this break thing.
All right, let's do it.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about online etiquette and new releases, listener email, and question of the week.
Word up.
Stufu noobs. So hang in there and we'll be right back.
Yeah, bye.
All right, mic check. Check. 1, 2. All right, sweet. Yeah, we're set. Got my beer, got my Doritos, check my perks here, yeah, sweet, I'm gonna kill me some terrorists, they ain't never gonna know what hit them, that's right bitches, I'm coming for you, get ready to reap the whirlwind, game, set, match, motherfucker, get ready, there's no stopping.
Hey hon, can you help me carry in the groceries?
Son of a bitch, every damn time.
GamersOnlyOlder.com because carrying the groceries is not an achievement.
Release the inner child.
Welcome to the Goos of VG Evo Network podcast affiliate.
And we're back.
We are.
While we were on break, I downloaded the home theme, so I am now
In the draw.
You're
in the best home lottery. Open a Winnipeg.
It could happen, man. Hey, I won 1,000 Microsoft Space Bucks the other day.
Did you?
For entering the Grand Theft Auto contest on live, actually. You download one of the gamer pictures, some shit like that. I forgot what it was that I entered, but
that's cool.
I don't know. They sent me some Space Bucks.
What did you buy with your Space Bucks?
Nothing yet. I think I'm going to save it.
Cool.
Castle Crashers, maybe.
We'll see. Oh, okay.
Because nothing's like...
Well, you know, Braid cool just right came now out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of interested. But I think I might just get the entire feel from it from the demo. But we'll see.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
We shall see.
All right. Well, today we decided to talk about online etiquette. And we came to this... We came to the fact that we're going to do this feature because there's so many damn douchebags out there. It's just it's fun to rant about them. So we wanted to throw the question out there and see if you guys wanted to rant about them too. And apparently you did.
Yes, they did.
So, Jason, I'm going to pass it over to you.
My show. All right.
First Jason show starring Jason.
From, I like this show. It's my favorite show. I forgot who this is from. There we go. Swan the Red.
Oh, Swanny.
He's a first time writer.
Yeah.
He's from over at GLF though, right?
Yeah,
he's from GLF. He's the one who made my my sick, wicked, awesome Metal Gear Solid signature thingy.
Cool.
Well, it's
really nice.
Very good. All right, so he writes, I don't know what makes people feel like trash talking online is such a worthwhile activity. Maybe they don't, and they're just bored enough to think, I'm going to go annoy people and make fun of their mom because I have nothing to do till South Park is on and I can get my next diss because Ginger was so fucking worthwhile.
Nice.
Obviously, that's not good online etiquette. Thank you. Now that I think of it, you could probably even label it as bad online etiquette. You mean there is such a thing? Why, yes, baby Thugkiller 90210 Rafflecopter, there is. My idea of good online etiquette is fairly simple. The first step, shut up. I don't get online to listen to your rant about the presidential nomination, or why you think black culture is stereotyped into loving chicken, or why that opinion should be valid because you're white and you have an outside view, and I certainly don't get to hear you call everyone noob, fag, fuckface, dumb shit, retard, or any other poor excuse for name-calling you can rake the deepest fields of your mind to come up with. Second step, positive attitude. How about you tell someone, nice shot, or good idea. Hey, your character model looks really good with that new helmet. May I buy you a +5 sword of ownage for doing a nice thing to my eyes? Third step, no more stupid ass noises. If there's not some egotistical asshat rampaging around throwing out four-letter words like they were Lindsay Lohan's self-respect, it's some obnoxious post-pubescent 12-year-old screaming random noises and instrumental parts of Metallica songs. So true. That's fucking hilarious. Lindsay Lohan's self-respect. Fourth step, play the game right. Now, this is the one that makes me want to go rampaging through an infirmary, pulling out IVs and punching faces. I didn't go into Rocket Race for you all to simply try and assassinate me, shoot me, or generally bug the piss out of me. I came here because it's fun when people get on the mongoose and do what the game modes are meant for. Being an intentional stick in mine or anyone else's pegs and generally pissing people off really isn't as cool as you seem to think. Seriously, try and make someone smile. I dare. No, scratch that. I double dog dare you. You skate. Fourth step, let Swan win. Seriously, second place gets old. To me, all these things should be obvious in real life. If the third baseman threw the ball back to outfield instead of first, he'd get his ass stomped by the whole team. Would you really walk into a random room and start calling everyone nerdy virgins, ball sweat soup? That's a good one. Or anything else. I sure as hell hope you wouldn't unless I was there to help break your spine. So why is it a good idea when you get a little you know what I'm trying to say. Anonymous something. That was me. That was my screw up. Anyway.
Nice.
Granted, Swan the Red. Thank you, sir.
That was thanks, awesome. Swanny.
That was awesome.
Dude, he covered so much and I don't even know where to start.
I know, right? It's like, that's our feature for today.
Exactly.
Yeah. Pretty much. Fuck. That's one of my main points too. Is there's like zero accountability. You know, none of these people would do this sort of thing in real life.
No.
Okay.
None
well, let's start. Okay, let's stick with them. Get their trash talking them.
Okay.
That's probably like the number one thing that piss a lot of people off. Are you guys for or against trash talking?
If it's between friends and
yeah,
in
if it's between
fun.
Friends, it's one thing. Mm-hmm. But you know,
just
trash talk that he mentions, where it's like, "Oh, I'm gonna kick your ass, fag," that kind of thing. That's just retarded, and it's something that you would never do in real life. So why would you do it online? I don't understand the point of it.
It's that like, goes just, with it saying.
Yeah,
sure.
it's just like, oh, I'm never gonna meet these people, so I'm gonna piss them off to no end.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's dumb and childish.
It's like, yeah, what are they gonna do about it? Tell my mom or something?
Exactly. Yeah. Because I'm all for trash talking, but I have two rules. One, I'll only trash talk my friends from the get-go. Two, I won't trash talk anyone else unless they start the trash talk.
Right.
And then it's on. But thing is, when it's keeping in confines with the game, that's when it could be really funny at times and entertaining to other people playing as well. When you actually keep it in the limits of the game, like you'd be like, hey, it's, what was that? What'd you say? It's kind of hard to hear you with, my grenade not shoved down your throat kind of thing. And it's like, that's kind of funny. It kind of like gets to people, but you're not sitting there like, listen, you fag, you're such a fag. Yeah, you fag. Fag. Like, that's all you hear over and over. That's like,
Jeff,
people don't even
know. Are you playing Halo?
Hashtag. Yeah, exactly. It's like, people don't know how to try. That's what they come down to. It's like, I like it when it's done right, I guess.
Yeah.
When it's funny.
It's, as you said, it's all about, being between friends. And, if it's mm-hmm. a bunch of people that it's not as big of a deal. It's expected, really. You're having fun. You're taking cheap shots at your buddies. It's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm okay if it's intelligent trash talk.
Yeah.
Like, as Jeff said, fuck you, you fag.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
That's the word of the day.
Fag. Seems to be all over fucking Xbox Live sometimes.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Most of the time. True.
It's usually why I don't play stuff online.
And again, compliment people, nothing wrong with that either. And like I said last week, the three stages of a game, like a game life cycle on Xbox Live, is the first week, it's usually like that. People are like, hey, nice shot. Oh, that's cool, you screwed up, but no big deal, man. It's still fun to play this game even when you lose.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's good.
But then people take it too seriously, and then they start losing their mind. It's like all of a sudden the switch flips, and it's like, I'm retarded now. I'm just going to, do Show nothing enough. But piss you off.
Let's get some more emails cooking here.
Cool.
This one's from Philip J. Fry.
Philip J. Awesome. Fry, who happens to be running our Warhawk Wednesday server, by the way.
Hence one the awesomeness.
Yes.
It's like plus 32 Indus points right there. All right. So I posted this online, but I'm sending it in an email as well at Shino's suggestion or command, either or. for me, there's a few basic rules, and I hope that other people follow these as well when I'm playing. Don't gang up on the obvious noobs. That's just not fun for anyone involved. Don't yell out story spoilers in case people haven't finished the single player yet. I never thought about that. Dumbledore's dead! Anyway, gloating and trash talking is fine here and there. Just don't overdo it. Spawn campers suck. Yes, they do.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Open mics are fine until I have to listen to your baby crying in the background. I'm hungry! Shut up! No need to get all over noobs yelling at them for screwing up. We all have to start somewhere, and usually the screw-ups are pretty damn funny. Yeah, they are. Last one, don't be a douche. If the level of play is well beneath you, move on to another server. No shit. As with all things in life, treat others the way that you'd like to be treated. Amen. Online play should be about having fun, not pwning noobs. Keep up the good work. Philip J. Fry, otherwise known as Josh.
Thanks,
Philip.
Fry.
Your real name is out.
Philip Josh Fry.
I'm really surprised he's not actually named Josh. Or not named Philip.
Not
Philip,
yeah.
Just Josh character.
The whole background noise stuff drives me insane.
Yeah.
Especially when people play their music and they're listening to it and it's drowning out everything.
Yeah.
Who ever thought that would be a good idea at any time?
No idea.
Like, for real.
Well, they can't hear it. They have no idea. And a lot of people don't tell them or something.
No, people tell them. We don't want to hear that shit.
Have you guys ever experienced that on PSN, though?
Oh, yeah. I've experienced it everywhere.
Because I've only experienced that on live. I have not experienced it on PSN.
What? Have you?
Yeah. I've experienced that on both.
Oh, that's right. You don't log into Warhawk Wednesday. That's right.
Yeah,
Ouch. No, I'll be there next week. I'm pretty sure.
Well, if anybody has open mic on, you'll experience it.
You'll know right away.
No, I'm talking about the music.
I've had a music a few times, like various. Well, basically, Warhawk's the only game I've really played randoms. But you'll get the occasional music stuff. It's not like it happens all the time. Yeah, but when it does, it's freaking annoying.
Yeah.
That's pretty ridiculous. That. Yeah.
I got to agree with him on the whole skill level thing as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt.
You know, it can't be fun for the people that are really good. It can't be fun for them. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm flying around. And, oh, I got to kill him again and again and again.
But also to play devil's advocate, though, if you're playing by yourself and you go into a room, which is obviously a clan playing together or a bunch of guys who play together and they're doing something a certain way, let's just say that they are nice to you at first. Let's just say they're like saying, hey, listen, this is how we're going to do things. And you're new, whether you're not new. Well, sorry, whether you're new or you just want to do your own thing. And they start getting on you after a while for not listening to them or not whatever. You're being just as much as a douchebag as if you or they were in a game with a bunch of you guys calling you noobs, because they're basically, they might want to have a serious competition where they might be trying to like, this, listen, guys, this is what we're going to do. And you're not listening to them and they're way at a higher level than you. It's also up to that person to be like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't be playing with these guys. Go find another server as well. To me, it kind of works both ways.
Yeah.
Because you always hear about the guys who are being called the noobs being like, you know, the poor little guy, where these guys who want to play for competition being the assholes or the douches, but really.
Well, I've got 2 points to that. One, they should lock their room if they're that serious about it. And two,
but
I like it when games have like ranked servers where it's got a like suggested skill level or something like that. And granted, you can't filter out who, you know, really is all that good and who isn't, but at least there's guidelines. I like to see that kind of stuff.
Oh, for sure. That definitely helps. But in some games like Call of Duty 4, you can't do that. So like if you only have, say, five people on your team and in your party and you go group up, you want to play a rank match, it puts you in a room with 16 total players and then you can have randoms on your side or the other side. So sometimes you don't have a choice. But with Call of Duty 4, it's not like Halo where it'll, after every match, if you don't hit a button to stay in that group, it'll automatically just keep that same people together. And it's up to the people to leave or try to find another game. And a lot of times I found, especially in Call of Duty, where it's, you'll have people yelling at people for being noobs, have other people calling people douches, and just calm down. It's just a video game. But it's either one, if you're not having a good time or you have a problem, just leave. Just like, go.
True that. Yeah. Chris, you got anything to add on that one?
No, I mean, I got no discrepancies with that.
Cool. All right, next email.
Point I wanted to hit on, but I forget.
Sorry, were you going
to
say something?
Yeah, there's another point of his I wanted to comment on, but I totally forget. Go for it. I can't remember now.
Breeze over him again.
I should freaking be ready.
Don't gang up on the noobs, spoilers, gloating trash talking, spawn campers.
Spawn camping, that's it.
That's annoying as hell.
Freaking annoying when it's done belligerently and it's done like people are doing it on purpose. But the thing is, Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter, when that came out, that was a huge problem because the spawn points in that game really did suck. So the problem is the maps weren't exactly huge in some of them, so people weren't spawn camping per se. They weren't going into the people's spawn and just taking them out. What they do is they called it spawn containment, which is basically they position people on their team in certain areas where people would walk out of their spawn. So you could spawn, be totally safe, walk out of your spawn, be okay, but the second you go like make like another left or right, you were dead. And at that point, it's like, what? Is there anything that could, do you think anything the developers can do to stop this? Because in that game, it's just bad design for one.
Yeah.
And really, they're not really spawn camping because like maps aren't that big. What are you supposed to do? Like kill somebody, be like, oh crap, run back to your spawn, be like, okay, now I'm going to run back and try to find somebody. Because some games, you just can't help it. It's like, okay, my bad, but where am I supposed to go?
True.
So I think that's up to developers. So it's getting better with some games though. Like I don't find much spawn camping in games that, you like get different spawn points, which is something that I guess we've just seen starting to see this generation on consoles where you'll start a spawn point, but then you can activate other spawn points or choose your spawn point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, in Warhawk like especially, there's like, depending on the map, there's several different spawn points that you can jump in at. So
But you have to have control of the spawn points.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, but then again, there are some maps where, it gets whittled down to where you've only got one spawn point left and you die as soon as you
can be annoying.
Pop back up, which sucks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's when I usually like, okay, guys, I'll see you next week.
Later. Yep. Is there resistance where you can? I'm pretty sure it's just where you can choose to spawn right next to the majority of your teammates or something like that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Neat. All right. Hey, more email. Who's this from? Oh, Ragnarok from VG Evo. What does he say? Oh, he says, Hey guys, this is Ragnarok from VG Evo with my first email to the show.
Yay! Yay, thank you. Yeah.
There's one thing that bugs me more than anything online, and that is after a game of Metal Gear Online, when your teammates may as well be your enemies, as everybody starts to beat the crap out of you for no good reason. What is so bad about looking at the leaderboard to savor your victory or evaluate your defeat while you wait for the next match to get rolling? It's just cheap, nasty, and cowardly, and I don't like it one bit. Keep up the sterling work. From Ragnarok.
Okay, I'm a little bit confused. Is he talking about people killing him in the game, his teammates?
Yeah, because it's kind of like a free-for-all. You know, once the game ends and the leaderboard's up, and it's kind of, you can...
Oh, that's right. You can kill anybody. Or whatever.
Yeah, you can kill anybody. So.
Wow.
People just kill whoever is closest to them.
That's fun.
Apparently fun for some people, I guess. So,
That would be really annoying.
That would be. And kind of rude. Especially if they're on your team. It's like, what the hell, dude?
How would that be
annoying? I saved your ass 18 times in that last game.
The game's over and it's not counting towards anything. You're just looking at your screen. Like, if you're looking at your screen, you get hit.
Falls back to etiquette, Jeff. That's just
no, but I mean, but what does it matter? If he's just looking at his stats, does it make the screen go away all of a sudden? Like, does it like kind of like interrupt him viewing the stats? That's what I don't get.
It cheapens the feel of the team element.
Okay.
Something like that. I admit it. It's kind of fun.
That's pretty fun.
I would only do that to my friends, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just wouldn't do it to some like random dude or something, because I think that's rude. I know that it has no impact on the game. You know, it has no effect on really anything. But
Co-op games are fun like that. But again, I'll only do it with my friends. Like, I've told you about the stories of GTA where I'll fuck around with people, or even in Halo co-op, I remember, you'd grab like a rocket launcher and you'd have a friend like walking in front of you and you'd be like, hey, Billy, what? Turn around for a second. They turn around, you give them a rocket to the face, and then you giggle like schoolgirls for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the sniper rifles in Haze. Yeah.
Exactly. No shit. But like, I would never do that with like random people. I'd be like, hey, check this out. But you run into people like that all the time.
I know.
I think it's funny. And it's always funny. Like the noob thing, what Philip J. Fry said, the whole don't pick on the noob thing, because a lot of the noob mistakes are funny. It's like a lot of times when you're playing a first-person shooter for the first time, you'll be with somebody, does this every time, is the game will start, and they'll throw a grenade by accident.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that is hilarious. Especially if you get taken out by it. Actually, I do that all the time. People tend to get mad, but...
It's like, okay, I got to aim with a rocket, boom!
Yeah. So true. Or people stepping in the way of your line of sight for snipering. That's funny.
Oops.
And you accidentally shoot them.
It wasn't my fault, really. I have to get ready this one because it's a long one. Guess who it's from?
Ricky?
I give up.
Ricky's a good guess. But this is close. No, this is from Bitch Pig.
Ah.
But he softens the blow and he says, hey, Batman, that still melts my heart. Aww. Bitch Pig here. I've been meaning to write in for a few weeks, but you know how crazy life can get. So onto the subject of online etiquette. I think defining what is or not appropriate has more to do with keeping a couple key concepts in mind. In the online world, people's tendency for how to treat each other is largely slanted due to the perceived... There's that damn anonymity. I seriously can't do it. Of the internet. By having this screen name, people subconsciously believe that others don't know who they are and can voice their opinion in whatever manner they please. Regardless of your opinions of Dennis Dyack, regardless of his idealism, philosophy, or how full of crap he may be, he made an excellent point regarding this on the One Up Yours podcast a few weeks ago. The anonymity is detrimental to the fundamentals of communication. By not being face-to-face or even over the phone, phrases are easily misinterpreted, emotions cannot be correctly conveyed, and insults can be thrown. So, with the question of proper etiquette, taking into account the issues of miscommunication and anonymity, I would pose the suggestion of the age-old stigma of the golden rule. Remember that there's a person on the other side of the communication, and try to treat people the way that you would want to be treated. If you were new at the game and were looking for a mentor to help out, would you really want to hear Stufu Noob? I'm guessing not. Very true. As another example, take the aim versus sow drum off. If it's widely possible that we could have blasted each other's with flame, or I could have been a complete ass when I swept him. But it was all good natured, good sportsmanship, and, you know, yet still competitive fun. We had a blast and treated each other with mutual respect throughout. Would I have had more fun if I would have called him names upon my victory? Guessing not.
Yes.
Once the camera was off, he was like, yeah, baby, you see me work that guy? Anyway, there's an actual person on the other side. Remember that when you open your mouth. Keep making them. I'll keep listening. Sow. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Oh, congratulations on the win, by the way.
Yeah, and first of all.
To let everyone know, I was the only one on the Indus crew who had your back. Just saying.
That's true. And you win. And Chris.
Woo! And you guys suck.
You know what that means.
You guys are noobs. Who picked the winner? I picked the winner. Yeah. Who did? This guy. This guy.
This guy. You're pointing at yourself over the internet.
I am. Two thumbs. This guy.
Are you doing? Are you making a proclamation right now?
Yes.
Man, hey. Totally congrats. I actually watched the videos last night. I stayed up way too late just to see those because I had to wait for them to download and whatnot. So that was some cool shit, man. Fucking
that was
Scott.
Insane. The
worked
scores
Ricky.
Like 98%. Oh, man. It was
can't believe it.
Epic. Yeah. Epic.
We had to stick with Ricky, though, man, because we've known him for a long time.
He's our boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, well, you know, if you like to pick losers, that's fine, you know. That's
good. Well, you are on the podcast.
Chris, that means we got to change our title, though.
What's that?
At VG Evo. We got to put, like, owned by Bitch Pig or owned by Sow under our names.
I didn't realize that was part of the agreement.
That was in the contract.
All right, so he goes back to the anonymity thing.
Anonymity? And,
sure.
I get caught up on the, guys. At least you get caught up on anonymity, which is a lot harder to say.
Anonymity.
I get screwed up on little words. Like,
Hey?
Exactly.
I have a question for you guys. How different is the appropriate etiquette when you're playing against a competitive game against one player compared to when you're playing a competitive game against multiple players?
Ooh, I get frustrated a lot more when it's one-on-one.
Do you really?
A lot more. Oh, God, yeah. If I'm playing, I've gotten frustrated way more in Soul Calibur in the past few days than I have in, like, a week of, say, like, Call of Duty or Halo. Because at least when I'm playing on a team, I feel like even if I screw up or if another team wins, it's not all my fault and it's not all, like, I feel like, hey, I still had fun because you're playing as a team kind of thing. But when I'm playing one-on-one, especially if it's, like, I have this one friend, I'm sure I mentioned him before, who is ridiculously competitive at Halo. He's really good at it.
And
so competitive. We actually almost got into a fight because he just cannot take losing. And whenever I, like, this is totally bad etiquette, but it's between friends, so it's not bad. But whenever I beat him or get a higher score, I rub it in to no end. To ridiculous amounts to the, like, I will email him the next day and be like, hey, what are you doing today? And he'll be like, oh, you're not watching. Like, oh, you should be practicing for Halo because I kicked your ass last night. You know, little things like that. Or I'll send him screenshots of, like, the Bungie website where it shows, like, my kill count higher than his. And I was like, it's ridiculous. And, but other than that, with team play stuff, I usually don't get too frustrated and stuff like that. So trash talking doesn't really bother me. But, and that kind of thing.
Gotcha. See, I'm actually the opposite because I don't. If I die in a team, I feel bad because I'm not, like, holding up my end of the bargain, you know, for joining up. You know, I'm letting the team down. That's like, first, I'm embarrassed because I'm getting my ass handed to me, and two, you know, I've got these people counting on me and I'm letting them down, so I feel shitty about it.
Yeah,
double whammy.
I guess that kind of does make you feel bad, but that's what. But I just don't take the. I guess I kind of. Took the question a little bit differently. I took it as, like, how would you handle bad etiquette in each situation, whereas I would take it a lot better in a team thing, because then I got this whole team backing me up, and, you know, they're just making fun of usually the team. Whereas Soul Calibur, someone starts trash-talking me in, like, a fighting game or something like that, that's when I'm like, fuck you! I need to win! Chris?
Sorry, my dogs are being loud.
I can't
Cisco, shut up. Good boy.
That wasn't
this,
very nice.
I guess this question is something that I actually should have posed last week. But because the reason I mentioned it is because I would actually feel much more comfortable, you know, getting my ass handed to me in a one-on-one situation. Because if I was, you know, especially if it was someone I knew, because then I could turn around and say, hey, you know, what did you do? How did you do this or whatever? It's one of those things. Whereas, like, when you're in this large team situation, it's really hard to, to get tips and ideas and stuff like that.
Really?
Right.
I think it is. I think it's more difficult because everyone else is focusing on other things. It's not like not like just you and one other person.
Yeah,
and you don't want to like interrupt the whole game.
Exactly.
That aspect I totally agree with. But that's what another thing that pisses me off. That the Soul Calibur is the no voice chat when you're fighting.
Yeah,
thing
that's because annoying.
I've had times when I've been like, "Hey, that's cool. How did you do that?" Or how whatever, and they can't hear you and they can't help you out. And that's how I got decent at DOA 4 quickly, because since you could talk, when people did something really cool or if you wanted them to explain, most people are pretty cool. I have found that though, like playing the fighting games online, the community tends to be a lot more mellow and willing to help you out as opposed to like a shooter. And they'll talk to you and be like, "Hey, this is how you do it." And sometimes they'll be like, "Hey, just demonstrate on me. I'll tell you how to do it," kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And you can't do that in Soul Calibur. It bugs the hell out of me. But I can see what you're saying, Chris. Like, yeah, and a team thing, it's probably even harder.
Yeah.
That's true. But this is kind of off topic though.
Yeah, it is. But I it's something that I just now thought about, and it's something I probably should have mentioned last week.
Yeah, but, no worries.
It sounds like, from what Jeff was saying, he's kind of one of those douchebags with his friends.
With his friends. That's fine. I can be, too, especially when I'm playing fighting games. But only if they start it.
Yeah, that's the same with me. They have to trigger it.
If they start it, then I'll fucking finish it. You're damn
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I don't trash talk very much.
I'm the same way. But I only trash talk when trash talk, too. And I will only trash talk if I'm actually winning. I'm not one of those people who trash talk even when they're losing ridiculously. Although... we have a few of my friends, when we suck really bad at something, like if we get totally wiped out, we will, and then it goes back to like the post-game lobby, we will start talking like we won the match, and that pisses off the other team so bad. Or we'll even like rub it in. We'll be like, "Oh, dude, you guys beat us by 20 kills. You guys fucking suck. The last team beat us by 50. It's just, nice. Oh, it's so fun.
That's awesome.
See, Kel and I have our own little form of trash talking. Like, we don't do it that much during game, but like in Soul Calibur in particular, especially when I pick like Yoshimitsu and I beat him, I'll leave it at the win screen because you can't advance. Well, the only person that can is the winner. And Yoshimitsu has this one where he just sits on his ass and he starts clapping with his feet, just all retarded. And I'll start going to Kel and I'm like, "You're going to
douchebag.
Okay, let's rematch. Do you want to go? I mean, do you want to switch characters?" And he's like, "I can't change the screen." I'm like, "What? Oh, did I win? I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm the winner here."
See, that's kind of one of the things that another thing that I kind of touched on last week is that I actually feel like fighting games, they have a different feel to me when it comes to multiplayer, because I know that like when I played fighting games like in the past against other people, It was fun to trash talk, you know, because, you know, they're sitting right next to you and you guys can trash talk each other. And, you know, as long as you guys were good sports about it and you accepted it. And if like another person pulled off, like, Jason was on the Goo this past week and he was talking about favorite characters in fighting games. One of my favorite characters in fighting games is Sabretooth, in X-Men vs. Street Fighter. And one of the reasons is because you can actually like do this huge air combo and pull them and throw them to the ground and then combo in your super move. And it's one of those things where when I would actually pull it off, like one of the buddies that I used to play fighting games with would just like get all like ridiculously cheery eyed and like, "I can't believe it," and all that kind of stuff. It was fun to do it in that situation.
Yeah.
You know, and I think fighting games are a situation where it's like, it's the trash talk is actually more fun as long as it's accepted from both sides and equal on both sides.
And equal and I think on it's both sides. That's too. An important point.
Yeah.
You know, if you're giving someone shit because they honestly suck or they're new at the game, that's not fucking asshole.
You're a douchebag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, you're a douchebag.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to.
Like, yeah, the only time, like, I will never trash someone who just totally sucks. That's just, there's no point. That's why I usually don't start that stuff. I don't start the douchebaggery unless if I get beat a bunch of times and I get frustrated, then I'll start, you know, trying to like, you know, if I win a match, then I'll start it. Cause then it's like, it's, you know, shot to their ego and it makes you feel good. If it's in good fun. Again, I would never get personal. That's like the dumbest thing to do.
Yeah.
And if it's not related to the game, just shut the hell up. What do you like? Seriously, would you tell your friend he's a fucking homo for, you know, beating you at Street Fighter?
Oh yeah.
Okay. You might.
All the time.
I mean, that's, Let's put it this way. If you were at an arcade playing some random Street Fighter and they beat you, you wouldn't be saying that stuff.
No, not at all.
Because likely you'll get your head smashed into the screen.
Unless you already are a douchebag and you're surrounded by friends.
That's, yeah.
Because I've seen that. I've seen people like that.
Well, the one thing is like when I'm actually playing with newbies and stuff, mm-hmm. if I see that they're having trouble in mm-hmm. like a one-on-one fighting game or something like that, I actually try to make it a point to stop and ask them if they want, if they have any questions.
If they
want
to try out some moves or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, I mean, it's something that I've done for a long time when it comes to fighting games and stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm. No, that's cool.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, it's more fun if you have that challenge than it is just beating the hell out of someone who doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
Exactly.
So I would rather teach the person or help the person learn what to do so that he or she could be more of a challenge to me. And yeah. It'll be more fun to play the game.
Or if someone's on your team, don't be like, ha-ha, the dude's using a fucking sniper rifle on this level. What a fucking noob. Instead of saying that, if he's on your team, why don't you say, listen, dude, it's not a good idea to use a sniper rifle on this level. The corridors are too tiny. You don't have a good range. You're going to be taken out before you can even aim it. Stick with like the SMG or something like that.
Right.
You know, just do something like that. Like, again, another story back when, well, again, this could be one of those three stages of Xbox Live game, but it was Halo 3 before it became ridiculous. We had no idea what we were doing in a game of Assault, which is basically you take the bomb and you have to plant it in the other base. So our team, we had no idea what we were doing and we were getting slaughtered. And then there's this one guy on our team who we all thought was being a dick because he wasn't talking at all. He was just like, didn't have a microphone or something. And we're trying to like tell him to do stuff. And we're like, we don't know what we're doing. So finally we realized he was trying to, because he kept staying in one spot with the bomb, whatever. And he would go somewhere and stop. And then we realized he was actually showing us where to go. So then we felt like assholes because we're sitting there like, what the hell is this guy doing? Blah, blah. And then we realized, oh my God, he's slowing down for us to show us where we're supposed to be going. And yeah. Felt kind of bad, but that was kind of cool. That was like pretty much the last Good Samaritan kind of thing I ever saw in Halo since then. But yeah, but be nice to people, man. Seriously.
Yeah. The one person that stands out in my head that has like really good etiquette when it comes to stuff like that is actually Only One Matters. And he's really good about like, you know, and he's really good at Warhawk, and he'll come in and he might shoot you down or something like that, but he'll tell you, you know, okay, this is the weapon I use, and you know, this is how you aim that weapon and that kind of thing. Like this is something that Jason and I mentioned on the podcast, like the first couple times we did Warhawk Wednesday. He likes to use the lightning weapon and just blow you out of the sky with it.
Yeah.
But he'll explain to you how to use it and things like that. And that's the kind of stuff that I consider at the Good Samaritan online etiquette.
Yeah, no doubt. Because he probably could just totally own us with, you know, any kind of other weapon. You know,
and there are times when he'll just like, he'll see me and just fly right by me and won't do anything because he knows that I don't see him coming or something like that, you know? So,
right. So he's just playing to have fun, like just like we are, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. What about teabagging? Does that piss you guys off? Because that pisses me off to no end.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that worse than trash talking. As someone who kicks my ass and then sits on my face. I'm just kind of like, okay, I understand you killed me. Yes, fuck. Seriously, well, hurry up and respawn to me. I don't want to watch this anymore. Then you get some kind of vendetta.
Some people pay a lot of money for that.
That was one time.
it's kind of like that's along the same lines as the whole like in fighting games, like kicking them while they're down and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like after they get knocked out, some fighting games will let you keep hitting them.
Yeah,
but that's the same kind of thing where it can be all in good fun or it can be just really annoying and douchebag like.
Yeah,
so
you'll get that in Soul Calibur a lot. I've noticed actually playing online, they'll kill you, then they'll do the taunt right afterwards.
Yep.
But hey, assholes. I don't know. It just I guess it comes back down to your nature. Like I'm really competitive by nature in anything really. So I don't know. I guess it just takes certain, I guess, personality to just kind of let that stuff slide or get on your nerves or whatever.
It depends on the game for me too. You know, I'm competitive about some stuff, fighting games in particular. But
that's what I was kind of hoping we'd be able to play last night in Soul Calibur, but didn't work. Lucky for you. Actually, no, I knew I was going to get my ass kicked. I'm like, oh my God, he's going to kick the shit out of me.
Well, see, that's one of the reasons I'm looking forward to Street Fighter 2 HD so much, because I know that I'm going to be able to play with Jason online and stuff like that, and I know that he's going to kick my ass.
No.
You know? But at one point or another, I'll actually start, you know, learning how to play it again and maybe be some competition. So
yeah, and hopefully you'll be able to talk while you're fighting each other so you can give each other tips and stuff like
that. Man, that game better have voice chat. It'd be ridiculous if it doesn't.
It should.
Yeah.
I got a tip for you. You should have uppercutted me when I jumped in and gave you a 5-hit combo.
Exactly.
Cool. Well,
I expect tips, Jason, for Soul Calibur. Just letting you know. I expect tips for Soul Calibur.
Oh, yeah. Lots of tips. Yeah, I'll show you how to bring out.
I will hopefully have
really
the game
well.
In about 2 weeks.
Cool.
Then we can kick your ass.
That's right.
That's right. I'm not too bad at Soul Calibur. I'll be out of practice, but you know.
Anything else?
New game, Chris. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Those cobwebs don't come off too easy.
I need to boot up part 3 and start practicing.
Not a bad idea. Or 2. I like 2 a lot.
We might be talking about this for like a bit too long, but how do you think etiquette has changed? Because arcade etiquette, I remember talking to you guys about it before in a previous show, how here in Canada we had different arcade etiquette. Like I told you the whole thing, like there's basically gentleman's rule, didn't throw each other in a fighting game. That's the way it was.
Yeah.
And even to this day, I still find it weird, or I get upset the first time someone throws me in like Soul Calibur or Virtua Fighter, even though those games are meant to like have a lot of cool throws and stuff like that, but still I'm still kind of like, oh, you cheap bastard. Like I still look at it as being cheap, even just because I've been programmed since Street Fighter 2 till 3D Fighters, basically, that throwing is like cheap. And now it just seems on online games now, it's just anything goes. Is there any kind of like, I don't know, no honor system anymore, I feel, online.
Well, that goes back to accountability, I think.
Yeah, pretty much. No one's going to, they don't know who I am. I can do whatever I want to.
Right.
It's also a different, I mean, in the case that you're talking about, I think it's more of a different style of game. It's like in the Street Fighter and like other 2D fighting games, you go up and you throw and it's like, once that animation starts, you're done. There's nothing you can do about it, pretty much. Yeah. Unless, you know, it's in Street Fighter, you can like roll and stuff, but it's after the throw happens. You can roll out of it and stuff like that. Where in like Tekken or Soul Calibur or some of those, usually you can break out of the throw if you see the animation starting.
That's true.
I don't know if Soul Calibur does it, but I'm pretty sure that Tekken does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a couple different things you can do with throws.
Yeah.
Soul Calibur.
Yeah. They're not nearly as demolishing as they were in like the 2D fighting games.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And but Jeff, I've said it before too, and we were the same way. Like we would, when we did like our fighting game Saturday nights or whatever we did, it's if one person got a throw off, even if it was an accident, the other person would come up and they'd get a free throw.
Yeah, that's what we did too.
So, and we just make it evened up and stuff like that. So.
One of my favorite arcade experiences, I never told this on the show during the arcade, but I probably should have. I was homesick, and I'm doing air quotes, and I was probably like, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old or something like that. But I snuck down to the arcade at the mall, and the big game at the time was Karate Champ, you know, with the dual stick thing.
Yep.
There was some other dude there. He's probably, I don't know, like probably 16, 18 years old. He's probably skipping school too, and he spent a good like 2-3 hours like showing me all the moves in that game, and I'm like, that was the coolest fucking day ever.
Yeah,
at the time. But need more people like that. That's cool.
Exactly. True that, Holmes.
It's good stuff.
And no talking about random bullshit while playing a game either. Right. That takes longer than 2 minutes. Or organizing plans with people. That bugs me too. And people are like, hey, Jim, what are you doing Saturday? Are you going to that party? Yeah, man, I think I'm going to that party. Oh, man, I was so wasted last week. And yeah, we don't want to hear it. Call the dude on your phone, for real.
Callan in Team Fortress now, he's just muting people left and right. If anyone starts talking, then he's like, screw you. If he hears the N-word one time, he's like,
oh, God.
They're done. He'll like ban entire clans.
Racism
it's awesome that your
14-year-old
son has already gotten to that point.
He just doesn't want to deal with it.
Hey, at least he's there and he's not going the opposite route, right? At least he's not the one calling people all that shit.
Yeah,
exactly. I caught him calling someone a dick online, though, on like a message board. But it was one of his friends, though, so that was a cool.
That's fun.
I gave him shit about it, though. Teased him about it. Like, you dick. He was all embarrassed and stuff. And he was looking over his shoulder. We were playing, what the hell was it? It's a Half-Life 2 mod called Zombie Source Panic. the other night.
Okay.
And this made me think of you, Jeff, because there was some dude in there, open mic, and he was just talking about Canada. He's like, if anybody has any questions about Canada, I'll be more than happy to answer. And people just throwing random stuff out there.
See, that's funny. If you get, it's basically a group consensus. If people are funny, like the other, like a long time ago, we were playing something, it was Halo Call of Duty, and I had a bunch of my friends from work on, and this is, it was embarrassing at first until they all started laughing and everyone in the room started laughing because one of my friend's brothers, he was joining us and he started talking about a bunch of basically Urban Dictionary meanings, like a Blumpkin Pie and like a Dirty Sanchez. He's basically a whole bunch of random ones that were just disgusting. And I was like embarrassed, like, oh my God, these are all like people I know from work and they're listening to this. But everyone, they had, he had everyone in the entire like lobby like busting a gut with some of the shit he was saying. And no one was really complaining. That's good. But once the game started, of course, he shut up. It was only like lobby time when he'd do it. Mm-hmm. But at first I was really embarrassed, but then it was ended up being really, really funny.
So there are some good online experiences out there.
Yeah.
They're not all assets.
It's possible. No. Usually the first week or two weeks when a game comes out, you'll have a good time guaranteed.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah. If not, well, play with your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless they hate you.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're that guy and they just haven't told you yet.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm that guy. I know
I am. Any more emails?
That's all I got.
All right.
Well, I have to mention this one post from the question of the week thread on VG Evo.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. And it was a post from Decoy.
Okay.
And question of the week was, what do you think is proper online etiquette, right? His response was, I believe that's when no one has a headset on, correct?
Yeah.
That's right.
Perfect. Yeah. That's pretty much right.
It's basically what it comes down to.
It's like everyone shuts the fuck up. That's when that's when it's proper online etiquette.
Another little pro tip for people on Xbox Live, and I think this is probably going to add in beyond PSN, hopefully, when Home comes out. If you're really, if you're in there with like one other friend and you're sick of everyone, instead of muting everyone, just go in private chat with that person while you're playing the game.
Yeah,
you won't even notice anything. And then you can just trash talk each other the whole time and not piss anyone off and not get pissed off by anyone else. There you go. Eat your heart out, Trick Man.
Nice. Cool. Any final thoughts?
None whatsoever.
Nothing.
All right. Good deal. Well, let's move on then. We'll do new releases real quick. It shouldn't take long because there's one game coming out for every system, and that's pretty much it. For the Wii, Line Rider 2 Unbound.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And Madden NFL 09.
Cool. Line Radden is the, what's it called? One that was like a flash game at first, right?
Yeah, it was a flash game at first. It's like you actually just draw the lines and the little guy just sleds down them pretty much.
Has that come out on DS yet?
For DS, Line Rider 2 Unbound.
Oh, there we go. Perfect. Because I was going to say that would make an awesome DS game.
Yeah.
Good call.
Funny how that works, isn't it? Right. Let's see. Imagine Teacher. No, don't.
Imagine. I've had a few teachers I haven't imagined.
Yeah, I got the Van Halen Hot for Teacher video running in my head right now.
Nice. Bangayo Spirits, which is a Japanese shooter that's finally coming over here.
Cool.
And Madden NFL 09.
Mm-hmm.
360. Madden NFL 09.
I wonder PS3, if it'll come up for the PS3. 09, oh, it is. PS2, good.
Madden NFL 09. PSP, Madden NFL 09.
We really need to get someone who's like sports games on this because I don't think any of us are picking up Madden, are we?
Nope.
Nabla someone's got at least rented on Steam the other day, and he was like, "Dude, did you check out the new Madden demo?" And I'm thinking to myself, "Have you ever heard me talk about a sports game on the show?" No.
I got a call sidebar right here. We can like edit this. I'm watching G4A like with no volume right now, and they're showing best role playing game
to watch it.
Sorry,
that's usually the best way to watch it.
They showed Mass Effect, but they showed the characters shooting the dudes, and they're literally like exploding. I don't think that ever happened when I was playing. Is there like a certain gun that does that, or a certain power you attach to it?
There's explosive rounds. I didn't know if they have actually exploded people.
Hmm.
There is explosive rounds, but they take forever to fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Weird.
It overheats the gun immediately. It's like in one shot, it overheats the gun.
Shitty.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, these guys were like literally like pretty much exploding. And I was like, in like green goop.
Damn.
I'm like, I never saw that. Yeah, they're showing it again now.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah, they're literally like exploding. Maybe it's a certain
PC game or.
Sorry?
Maybe it's footage from the PC game and there's new
no,
stuff.
No, it's. I don't know. They said 360, but weird. They look like zombies, though. It might have been just that one part when you're the infected people. Maybe they blew up. I can't remember. Eh, whatever. That's what I'd ask before I forgot.
Fair enough. Where was I?
Releases. I think you were...
PSP. Engage.
PSP is getting Madden NFL 09 and Fading Shadows, which is a puzzle platformer for the PSP. And it has a wireless multiplayer game mode.
Wow. So, cool.
Yeah. That actually sounds kind of interesting. We'll see how it gets reviewed. But you guys make a good point. None of us really play sports games. So none of us are going to buy Madden. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can get a listener to send in a voicemail with like a little review of Madden. Hint, hint. And we'll play it on the air. Hint, hint.
It's got to be at least one of you out there.
That's right. I know someone's getting Madden. Come on.
But you have to send a voicemail.
That's right. It's got to be a voicemail. We will not read it.
All right. Maybe a cookie.
But yeah, that's your new
release. So no new releases that interest me, therefore more Soul Calibur time.
That's right. What's coming out next week? Madden NFL 09 for everything.
Everything.
So I will pass it back over to Jason for emails.
Emails. I have two emails. And the first one says, oh, it's to me, actually. I don't know if this is like directly to me. I don't know if this is like private time with Jason or what, but this is from
Dizzy, isn't it?
Zigbar Liam. Liam?
Who?
Zigbar. I have no idea. Anyway, Jason, your picture on this is About Us page really sucks. Thank you. The Captain America outfit needs to go. I'm sorry, it's getting clean right now. We can't even see your face. Why do you want us? Creepy. And who's the stupid looking guy next to you? That's me. It's supposed to be a picture of you, not you, and a stupid guy. P.S. Dark Knight. Oh, yeah, we got to do that Dark Knight thing. Let me just jump into email number two. This is actually from Zigbar Liam again. He says, Jason, I don't really think you're stupid looking. In fact, I think you're beautiful just the way you are.
Aw, there's some man love going on right
and
there.
And I did not even write this myself. But that is something I would write. Just saying.
That's funny.
Thank you, Zigbar. I know I'm not stupid looking.
Thank you.
And I am beautiful. He thinks he's not stupid. The way I am. That's all I
is
got
that
for emails.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh. That's all right. It's all cool. Jason all the time.
That's right. It's the Jason show starring Jason.
He's writing himself mails, apparently.
That's right. Cool. Well, let's talk about the new question of the week for next week.
Let's do
Goody.
It.
So we're going to do something a little different next week. The question of the week is going to be, how do your current gaming habits differ from when you were younger? So kind of like a past gamer, present gamer thing.
Mm-hmm.
And with this question of the week, we are actually going to bring on Scott Sauer from The Goo
Who's
podcast.
That? Oh, yeah.
Which is Gamers Only Only. That's actually the podcast that Jason was just on last week.
I remember him.
That's right.
Yep.
Oh, Scott's and, an awesome,
we've been,
awesome
we've been trying
He has
to get
awesome
him
taste in fighting characters. He chose Wolverine as top five. I would have chose Wolverine in my top five.
I know, because you
just
guys
saying.
Are both, you know.
Button mashing noobs, is that what you're going to say?
Something like that.
Yeah, whatever.
But not those words.
Etiquette, Jason. Etiquette.
I know.
It's between friends. It doesn't count.
That's true.
That's right, sucker.
So, yeah. So, Scott will be on next week, and that should be fun. Question of the week is, how do your current gaming habits differ from when you were younger? And you can send us the answer to email at interactivedistractions.com. Or you can send us a voicemail at 818-528-GAME. That's 818-528-4263.
All one word.
You can get us on Skype, Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
Proclamation. Google Talk, interactivedistractions@gmail.com. Tell a couple friends about us and let them know what you think about Interactive Distractions. Also, leave us an iTunes review. We appreciate them. I think we're up to 7 or 8 now. We got some more.
Wow, cool. I didn't even check those out yet. Yep. Believe it or not, I'm not actually like refreshing the page every 5 minutes.
But I'm checking. It would be now. A pretty boring day if we did that. Don't forget Warhawk Wednesdays. I'm hoping to actually be there next week. And let's see, what else? What else am I missing? Check out our forums at VG Evo. And
convince
check out
Bork
our
to start a WoW guild.
What's that?
Convince Bork to start a WoW guild.
You guys are going to make me start playing WoW again, aren't you?
I think so. Damn, hoping so. Come on, you wouldn't jump on that. Just VG Evo peeps, casual environment, no hardcore shit.
If we could get a day PvE. That worked where we played every week, like,
yeah,
I could probably do that, but we will see.
All right.
Also, go check out our Facebook group.
Oh, yeah.
Interactive Distractions. And that's cleanup.
And we're done.
That's right. We are done.
Fat lady has sung.
Fat princess.
Fat princess.
You guys have anything else you want to jump on, throw out there before we wrap up?
I think I really am a graphics whore, and that's mainly the reason why I like Soul Calibur 4. There's like a drought for 3D fighters.
Yeah.
Oh, and I like boobs.
And you like boobs.
Actually, I have a question for you guys about
that. The boobs
that.
Are better in DOA. I'm just going to say that, though.
They're bigger in DOA. A little
no,
bouncier.
They're not.
But no,
they're bouncier.
No, the textures are a lot. They're sweet.
Yes, they are.
A lot better in Soul Calibur.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How does the armor getting smashed off and stuff like that work?
Awesome. It just gets smashed off. It doesn't do anything, though. It's not like it's any advantage or disadvantage to who does
right.
it, really.
Unless they're
so
not wearing
it's all
for
show
underneath.
At that point.
Although you do have to knock off the armor to do the critical strike stuff. Which
really?
Yeah, you have to. Have you done one of those yet, Jason?
You'd have to knock off all their armor.
No, you just got to. I was under the impression you just had to hit all
four. There's three different
buttons.
Bars. There's like head stuff, there's torso stuff, and then there's leg stuff, right?
Yeah.
So you've got the three level icons on the left side of your screen. So yes. You start hitting them in the head, their head stuff will fly off, and that little, the top bar will not be lit up anymore.
Yes, that's all it does. But yeah. I've only seen one critical strike, and basically ever, because they're actually
they
pretty hard to do.
Often. Yeah,
the witch.
They don't happen often.
No,
yeah, stuff
they're
to do.
And they're next to impossible to do.
I was listening to the one up show, and they were saying they had never played it. They had never seen them.
Yeah,
actually, never pulled one off.
You got to actually because a lot. Of, well, in the instruction manual, and anywhere I read like online, it just says when you're. The opponent is in what's it called? Soul Crush mode, which is basically their life bars flashing red. It just says hit all four buttons, basically the vertical, horizontal, kick, and guard at the same time. But that's actually not correct. You actually have to basically beat on a dude if he's blocking, and then once their armor shatters, they kind of stumble back for a second, and at that exact moment, that's when you hit all four buttons.
Oh.
And then you'll grab him and it'll go into it, but it's unless you know what's going to. Sorry,
it's actually it's their life bar that the soul gem on the right are the at the end of their life bar.
Yeah, that's what flashes.
That'll
red,
actually
right?
that'll start flashing red, mm-hmm. and if they take more damage or they get another guard impact or something like that against them, then their soul will shatter and it'll turn black. And then that moment you get to hit the four. And
but that only
real,
happens
real
like
quick.
A split second though, right?
It's a split second, yeah. Especially if you're doing like an attack that hits twice and the first one will break their guard and mm-hmm. Shatter the gem. The second hit will bring them back into the green again. So you miss your opportunity.
Shitty.
You really gotta be looking out for it.
So really the only thing that it does is it kind of prevents turtling in a way, right?
Yeah, that's all it does, yeah.
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 Well that's cool. I mean it's good that they did something like that.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And if it is that hard to pull off, then it doesn't really break the game at all. So.
No.
Very cool.
And it's really cool when it happens because it's like, I don't know, because it's so quick that window, you know, and mm-hmm. if you hit it just right, it's like, whoa!
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you see that? Oh, snap!
Yep.
That's where the trash talk starts.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. And if you pull one off,
one
you deserve
on me with Lizard Man.
Oh, really?
We both just looked at each other and we're like, awesome! They're so cool!
Man, I can't wait to get this game.
Cool.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening, and hope you enjoyed the show. We will be back next week with Scott as a special guest.
Cool.
So stay tuned for that. And until next week, I am Chris, and for Jason,
B,
and Jeff.
Take it easy.
Have a good one, and we'll talk to you next week.
Him.
Name him.
You. Me, 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 me. Chocolate me.
Chocolate me.